Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Charles Lwanga and his companion martyrs of Uganda in the 1800s. And St. Charles is also the patron saint of the courage apostolate, right? That is the apostolate that ministers to those who suffer from SSA. And the reason being is because the king, who was the persecutor of St. Charles and his companions, also suffered from SSA. But the king decided to give in to his passions, and he made advances towards St. Charles and the other pages. St. Charles, for his part, sought to protect the younger boys and, of course, gave an excellent witness to the virtue of chastity. And in today's collect, the offertory, we pray and we thank God that they were given the grace to die rather than sin. The grace to die rather than sin. And this is important. We need to remember that nobody, no one, not Satan himself and all the demons, nothing can make us sin. Right? That God always gives us sufficient grace to resist all mortal sins. And that is very important. And so we need to remember that, you know, with regard to our brothers and sisters who do suffer from SSA, we are supposed to avoid any unjust discrimination and to treat them with respect, compassion, and sensitivity, to recognize that they are called to chastity and the inner freedom that that brings, that they should be encouraged to follow God's will, and that they are called to Christian perfection. Like all of us, we are all called to be saints. And with prayer and the sacraments, with our Christian friendship and support, this is possible for everyone. St. Charles Lwanga and companions, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.